Candace Cameron Bure is an actress, New York Times best-selling author, former co-host of The View, and our famous, everyone's big sister, DJ Tanner from Full House and Fuller House. And she is here with us this morning to discuss her latest book, 100 Days of Joy and Strength. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being here with us today.
You're welcome.
I just want to say that I love this devotional. I was able to look through it, and I know that I don't know you personally, but I know you have written this from your heart.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have this in the hands of many, many women. I wrote this devotional 100 Days of Joy and Strength based on the verse Nehemiah 8:10, which says, "Do not grieve because the joy of the Lord is your strength." And I know that life can at times feel overwhelming. Sometimes we can feel alone. It just depends on the day. And this devotional is just a little bit of time that will remind you through my personal stories, through scripture, and through prayer that you're never alone. God is always with you, and you can draw upon Him for that joy and His strength.
Absolutely. Was there a moment, Candace, in your life when you realized just how much you needed both joy and the strength of the Lord?
Yeah, there are so many moments,
right?
And they're all filled throughout this book because they're all just little personal stories. But I would love if I can just read you a little excerpt from this
please.
One. When I was on Dancing with the Stars, there was a moment that I freaked out on live television because I couldn't remember my next dance step. And it says, "Competing on Dancing with Stars was unquestionably the hardest I've ever worked physically. I had to give it my all because I didn't really know how to dance. Fortunately, I was paired with a great partner, and I was willing to work my dancing shoes off, and it ended up being a great experience. But it turns out I haven't known how to rest either. I needed a strong partner to walk me through the steps and teach me to flow freely with the unforced rhythms of grace. At one point in Dancing with the Stars, I had to follow my partner's lead.
Yeah.
And when he tells you, slow down, ease up, he tells you when to run, when to go like a gazelle. he says, turn here, turn there, or even leap and I'll catch you. And you have to trust your partner. You have to believe him. And yet that is exactly who God is in our life. Sometimes we don't even know what next step is coming.
That's right.
Sometimes we don't know when to run, when to stop, when to rest. And yet God, when we are with him every day, whispers, he carries us through. He will take our hand. He will place our next step. And even in the worst of days, he will literally pick us up to carry
us. That's right.
And so those are just those little reminders of joy and strength when you need it most. And God has shown up in my life over and over, and he will in yours too when you're focused and put your faith and trust in him.
Yes, ma'am. I see this book helping so many women who are feeling overwhelmed, who are feeling discouraged, and those definitely who are feeling spiritual dry.
I sure hope so. It has absolutely changed my life. Spending time in the Bible, spending time with God has just renewed me as a person. And I can't imagine life without knowing who God is and knowing his character. And I know him in those ways by spending time in the Word. And so a devotional like this is complementary to reading his Word. They're just, again, those little smaller nuggets that you can take with you. You can read it in the car while you're in pickup line waiting
right?
to pick up the kids, or before you go to bed, so that your thoughts are renewed and fresh and pondering on good things that are pure and right. And again, just that reminder that you're never alone. God is always with you.
Amen. 100 Days of Joy and Strength is more than just a devotional. It's a gift of hope, making it an ideal present for anyone needing encouragement or going through tough times. I suggest you order 5 at a time. Candace, thank you for being outspoken and passionate about family and faith. Thank you for being a godly role model for us women. And lastly, thank you for spending time with us this morning. God bless you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. God bless you too.